Well, as we've already said, today's a special day. We're recognizing those that graduated from high school. But also, let me say that we have several members of our congregation that have graduated from college as well. And this is their time to rise up and step out in all that God has for them. You know, actually, today I'm going to speak directly to these high school graduates, and of course the college grads can grab a hold of this, but I think that all of us can get something from what I have to say today. And it, actually, if you want a title for it, they always want titles. I'm not big on titles. I just get up here and do whatever I do. And sometimes I don't know what I do, but at least my people love me anyway. I thank you for that. You know, this is your time. First, I want to recognize parents, grandparents, and guardians of all the graduates that have helped these high school seniors and these college seniors to get through school. I remember graduating from high school about 20 years ago. Let's try 50-something. It is a long time ago. I had written down here that seems like a long time ago, but it was a long time ago. But I don't know. I think maybe graduating from high school is more memorable than any other graduation that you have, because I've had several. How many of you can, even though it's been umpteen years like me, can still remember graduating from high school? It was such a special time. You know, it seems like, you know, when you're 18 years old or 17 graduating from high school, it seems like that if anybody is 30, they're old. And if they were 50 or 60, they were ancient. I guess you can see where that puts me about now. Today, these graduates, especially from high school, but also from college, they're going through a transition. Especially the high school kids, they are transitioning from being a kid to becoming an adult. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:11 in the New Living Translation says, "When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things." The Old Living Bible, not the New NLT, but the Old Living Bible says, "It is like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I became a man, my thoughts," or that is a grown-up person, "my thoughts grew far beyond those of any of my childhood. And now I put away childish things." Here, Paul is describing a major transition. You know, transitioning from being a child to an adult, from going from depending on mom and dad to making our own way, from going to doing what kids do to now to acting like an adult, from everything being done for you to now you've got to be responsible for yourself. You know, I remember that time very vividly. And, you know, there's mixed feelings there, you know, because you really are stepping into the unknown. Because up to now, everything, they get you, they wake you up, they get you to school, they make you get your homework. But now it's your turn and you got to take the reins. E.E. Cummings said, "It takes courage to grow up and become who you really are." You know, I believe during this transition period, you young people, you're going to discover what life is really all about. One of the secrets to growing up is to listen to those who have already grown up. They can tell you a lot about some things that can help you to get into some of the situations that they did. Now, I'm not just talking about somebody older chronologically. It really doesn't mean they've grown up. Someone said growing older is inevitable. Growing up is an option. What I mean by growing up is someone who demonstrates maturity and is accepting the responsibility of life. You know, we probably all have learned lessons in life as we have lived. But let me say to you seniors from high school and you graduating college seniors, I've learned a few lessons in life. I've been around for a while. And Solomon said, who was one of the wisest men to ever live, he said something in Ecclesiastes 3:1 that I think is interesting. For everything there is a season and a time for every activity under heaven. And then Norman Schwarzkopf said, life is a series of seasons. I don't know, this is an unknown, somebody said this. You know you're getting older when you no longer refer to your knees as left or right. Instead, you refer to them as the good or the bad. You know, I have a left knee and then I have a steel knee over here. Actually, I've really come to realize, and I say this to people all the time, that age is a matter of your mind. You know, if you feel old and act old, you'll be old. If you stay young, feel young and act young, you'll stay young. Today, these graduates are leaving one season and entering into another season of their life. You know, graduating from high school is stepping out of one season into the next season. Changes will come. It depends on how you embrace these changing seasons is how successful you will be. You know, success is often just embracing and moving into the next season. How you handle your transition will determine your destiny. You know, one man has said, you cannot change the circumstances, you cannot change the seasons or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of. You know, I've learned that change in life comes. And to resist change usually will cause you to go down into defeat. But to embrace change and move on will cause you to move towards your destiny and have success. You know, life is full of opportunities. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Now here, this scripture is talking about opportunities that God has planned for the children of Israel, even though they were in captivity in a foreign land. I believe God has opportunities for every one of you graduating seniors today. I believe that as you believe God and use your faith, that you will be able to grab a hold of every one of those opportunities and move forward to your destiny. I don't know what opportunities will come your way. You as adults, opportunity will come your way. I don't know what they will be, but when they come, it's how you handle those opportunities that will determine your success or failure. You know, looking at life positively or negatively, it's your choice. Practice having a positive attitude. My dad always said to me, he said, "Son, anybody can be negative, but it takes a person that's willing to persevere and endure hardness to be positive." When opportunity comes, it's your choice. You can either shrink back in fear, or you can say, "Well, I don't know what the future holds, but God, me and you, here we go." I've had to say that many times. I didn't know what the future held, but I knew the opportunity was there, and I knew that God was leading, and I said, "Okay, God, I'm hanging on to your hand, and here we go." You know, Winston Churchill, that great prime minister of England during World War II, said, the pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The opportunist sees opportunity in every difficulty. Jesus said in Luke 18:27, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. You know, you have to realize sometimes opportunities are hard to recognize. Thomas Edison said, opportunity is missed because most people look at it and it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. Or we could say, opportunity is dressed in work clothes and looks like hard work. That's what he's saying. Many times people pass up opportunity because they're not willing to work hard to reach their success. Have you ever noticed opportunity comes to those that are willing to work hard? Opportunity seldom appears as a finished product. You have to go and take advantage of the opportunity and make it come to pass in your life. It's time for us to prepare. With no opportunity in sight, you still make preparation. My dad used to say to me, son, preparation is never wasted time. Abraham Lincoln said, I will prepare and someday my chance will come. You see, I have learned through life that the question is not if opportunities will come. The question is, will I be ready when the opportunity comes? Have I prepared myself? By knowing what the Word of God says, by knowing the natural things that I need to know. When I am talking to you today, seniors, I am talking about the spiritual side and the natural side at the same time. They both have opportunities, and whether you're prepared or not determines whether you'll be successful or not. You know, life will not be lived alone. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. In these verses, it is talking about encouraging healthy relationships with others, and especially with like believers. You need to surround yourself with people that believe and think like you do. You know, we hear it said all the time, no man is an island. In your journey of life, you know what? You're going to find out that you'll need to help somebody. But you're going to also find out that you're going to need somebody to help you. Take time to help others realize their dreams, and there'll be those there to help you to realize your dreams. No matter what your vocation, no matter what your profession, you know, make sure you have time to be involved in a good Bible-believing church like you grew up in here at Rhema. That's important in your life. Make sure that in your success, you are not dragged away from your Christian principles, from what you have been taught in all of these years. It's real easy now as you step out into your own life to the enemy to drag you away. But don't do that. You know, cultivate relationships with the right people. Relationships with the wrong people will drag you down. Relationships with the right people will help you rise to your dreams and your destiny. I'm sorry to say, not everyone that is friendly to you is actually your friend. You choose your friends wisely. Not everyone wants to see you succeed. Some people will try to be your friend simply to stab you in the back and make sure that you don't get ahead of them. Be true to your dreams and to God, and you can walk the path that will lead you to success. Some people try to be a success by being popular with everybody at all cost. Some people try to be accepted at all cost. Some people feel bad that everybody doesn't like them. You need to get over that right now, because everybody's not going to like you. Just learn to be you. I had to do that a long time ago. First of all, I wasn't liked because I was Kenneth Hagin's son. They didn't even know me. But they didn't like me because I was his son. You're going to find that to be true. You're going to have to just wake up and realize, hey, I'm me. If you don't like me, that's your problem, not mine. You know? But success does not depend on somebody else. Whether they like you or whether they don't. Whether you're popular or whether you're not popular. Success depends upon you. You know, there will be people that will betray you. Some of them will be your friends. But you, and the most important thing is to stay true to God and the things that you want to achieve in life. You know, one of the things you need to learn to do is to be quick to forgive anybody that does you wrong. My wife says that's one of the things that said somebody can do me wrong, and I just say, okay, forget it and go on down and love it. But some people can't. You need to do that because it's not hindering them, it's hindering you. So let it go. So what? They don't like me. That's not going to keep God from blessing me just because they don't like me. Just because somebody doesn't want you to succeed is not no sign that God won't lead you to where you need to be. I've learned that success in life depends on having relationships with people that believe in you, that believe like you do, and will walk beside of you and help you, not hinder you. You know, I have walked down a lot of roads in my life. I graduated from high school in 1958. I went to Bible college in 1962. Uncle Sam said, I want you. And I had to spend 3 years in Uncle Sam's army. I didn't understand any of it, but I just knew that I was with God, and I was just I followed God down every one of those paths. And when it was all said and done today, if I had not have walked those paths with God, embraced the transition, even though I didn't like it, I wouldn't be where I am today. You're not going to like every path that God leads you down. But if you'll walk that path and learn the lessons on that path, and I'm speaking to you graduating from college too. If you'll walk down that path, you may not understand it. Why did I, in my senior year of Bible college, already preaching, now have to go for 3 years in the U.S. Army? But that was a road that God took me down. And because everything I learned, I use in running ministry right now. Don't despise the road that God takes you down. Don't hook up with those that have a small mentality. Hook up with those that believe God and dream big and go accomplish something in your world. This is your time. This is your hour. I believe that God has mapped out a plan for everyone's life. No matter what your job or career. I'm not talking about being in the ministry. Now, God may call some of you to be in the ministry. But God calls people in every area of life. God wants people everywhere. I see my niece and her husband, Alan, sitting there. They're Raymond grads. But Alan works at American Airlines. That's where God's got him. And you know what? He has an opportunity to minister there as much as I have an opportunity to minister here. I look across, I see Roy Cogshaw, that actually he has the garage and another business, but God gives him an opportunity to minister there. I look and see Brother Ernie Holmes here. He works in telecommunication stuff, and yet he's following God. That's his position. What I'm trying to say to you, and I look across and I see many people from many professions of life. I just happen to see these and notice them. I couldn't notice all of you, but we have medical people. We have people in the legal services. We have people, mechanics. We have people everywhere. And that is good. That's what God wants. God doesn't want all of you over there to be ministers, but we are ministers. Wherever God puts us, we become a minister. Hello? So, I believe God has a plan. And if you follow that plan, you'll find fulfillment. You'll find that you have significance in life. I'm sure that many of you have had dreams and visions of what you would like to do in life. Now it's time to begin to make those dreams and those visions become a possibility. But as I close, let me say this to you. It's probably going to take more work than you thought it would. It's probably going to take a lot more prayer than you realize. You're probably going to need more help than you realize. It may take longer than you think it will. And it may be more difficult than you ever dreamed. But if you don't quit on your dream, if you don't quit on God, you'll get to your final destination. The dream is worth whatever it takes with you and God to achieve it. So stay faithful to God and your dreams. And in the end, you'll find that when it's all said and done, you'll be standing tall and things will be oh so great because you stayed with God. And you stayed with your dream, and now you can shout with glee because you have reached your destination. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, kids, graduates, and that wasn't written down here. That came from the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. It's your time to move forward with God and your dreams. And accomplish everything that God has for you to accomplish. Heavenly Father, this morning, I've spoken to this congregation, especially to these graduating seniors from high school and these seniors that have graduated from college. And Father, I pray that any words that I have said, I pray that they will take them to heart and will follow them to their destiny. I thank you, Father, that you are now helping each and every one of us to fulfill our destinies with you. In Jesus' name, amen.